KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 42 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today with rain, a high around 46. Winds southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Radar shows there are some light scattered showers from about Denison on the way down to toward Mount Air, with the heaviest showers north of Bedford. And we look for those to be moving eastward this morning. Topping local news, Anita Rescue, Wyota First Responders, and Medevac Ambulance responded early this morning to an ATV accident on what was said to be private property. The accident at 606 Michigan Avenue or Highway 148 south of Anita happened at around 5:15 a.m. It was reported about an hour later. A 41-year-old woman was injured during the accident. According to dispatch reports, she was apparently a passenger on the ATV. No other details have been released. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a woman from Page County was arrested Friday night on drug and other charges. Deputies arrested 35-year-old Sarah Jane Carnes of Clarinda following a traffic stop at Highway 71 and High Street in Villisca at around 7:10 p.m. Carnes faces charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while revoked, and failure to provide proof of SR-22 insurance. All those charges are simple misdemeanors. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. A Cass County woman was arrested Thursday afternoon on drug and other charges in Pottawatomie County. Sheriff's officials said Friday that a deputy conducting a traffic stop on the vehicle arrested 26-year-old Destiny Joe Fuller of Griswold for driving while barred, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, and interference with official acts. Authorities said Fuller was in possession of a green leafy substance weighing 11.5 grams. And a man from Walnut was arrested Thursday morning in Pott County. Authorities say 31-year-old Robert Dale Hackwell was arrested at Oakland Foods on warrants for violation of a no-contact order, criminal mischief in the third degree, and child endangerment. Hackwell was being held on a $2,000 bond for the child endangerment charge and without bond on the other charges. Pott County deputies arrested 40-year-old Stephen Uriah Brule of Underwood Thursday afternoon on a Pott County warrant for domestic abuse assault first offense. Brule was being held without bond in the jail. And 54-year-old Jesus Acosta Robles, Jr. of Sergeant Bluff, was arrested at around 2 a.m. Friday in Pottawatomie County on a fugitive from justice warrant out of Nebraska. Robles was taken into custody following an investigation into a rolling disturbance that was reported around 1:25 a.m. on Interstate 80 eastbound, where a female caller advised she was in a vehicle and that the male driver would not let her out. A woman and at least one other female were eventually dropped off at the 17-mile marker. Robles' vehicle was later stopped by a state trooper after it was seen driving all over the road. Sheriff's officials in Mills County said Friday that 48-year-old Thomas Sean Johnson of Stanton was arrested Thursday on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County. Johnson was taken into custody on the warrant for failure to appear in court on a probation violation charge. He was being held in the Mills County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And the sheriff's office says there were no injuries reported following an accident that occurred Thursday evening at Interstate 29 and Highway 34. 84-year-old Edward Neal of Emerson was driving a 1977 Chevy northbound on the I-29 entrance ramp from Highway 34 westbound when he apparently fell asleep at the wheel at around 5:10 p.m. His car left the road to the right and entered a ditch before continuing through a fence and into another ditch. Neal woke up and managed to get his vehicle stopped at a nearby campground. Deputies cited him for failure to maintain control. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says a graduation ceremony was held Friday morning for 24 recruits from the Iowa DPS's 41st Basic Academy. The graduates were sworn in as peace officers for the state of Iowa at Camp Dodge. Guest speaker for the ceremony was Colonel Timothy Glenn from the Iowa National Guard. Among the graduates was Tricia Huerta from Griswold. Before joining the Iowa State Patrol, Huerta graduated from the University of Iowa, where she obtained a BA in Criminology, Law, and Justice. Huerta will be assigned to Pottawatomie County in District 3. Tyler Mathis, who comes to the State Patrol from Lawton, Iowa, and will be stationed in District 4, Harrison County, is currently serving in the Iowa Army National Guard. Mathis also serves as a volunteer firefighter and EMT in his free time. Before attending the academy, Mathis received a BA in history and BA in criminal justice from the University of South Dakota. And Zachary Jensen, who's originally from Greenfield, was assigned to Shelby County in District 4. Zach is currently serving the country in the Iowa Air National Guard. Before joining the State Patrol, he was active duty in the Air Force for 8 years. For the past 18 weeks, those recruits completed courses on laws of arrest, search and seizure, defensive tactics, arrest techniques, precision driving, firearms, emergency management services, criminal law, human relations, physical fitness, motor vehicle law, and several other courses in law enforcement. And an organization is looking to assemble gift packages for about 50 Cass County veterans who reside in the county care facilities. Cass County Deputy Ben Bartholomew says the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association is asking for the public to help them put together gift packages to deliver to Cass County veterans residing in the five assisted living facilities in Cass County.
Because those veterans often get forgotten about, or at least that's how they feel. We're going to go visit them during the holiday season up at the five facilities that exist in Cass County. We're going to go to each one of them. We're going to sit down with the vets that reside in those facilities, and we're going to remind them that we don't forget about them. We're going to remind them that we do care about them and show them the respect they deserve for the things they've done for us and for our country. But when we do that, we also just want to drop off a care package for each one of them. There's approximately 50 of them in Cass County right now. So we're just trying to collect things that people would think would be essential for someone in an assisted living or nursing home.
Bartholomew says the goal of their program is reaching out to veterans to provide them with whatever they may need, such as a package of socks, T-shirts, or a package of white T-shirts, cologne, soaps, and body wash, especially Old Spice, that's popular among veterans, crossword puzzles, word search puzzles, and other activities to keep the mind active, and decks of cards. Deputy Bartholomew of Atlantic is a Marine Corps veteran and three-year member of the nationwide Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association.
In Iowa, we have five chapters, and I belong to the chapter out of Des Moines at this point in time. This Atlantic and this area falls under that chapter currently.
He says the CVMA is an organization of all combat veterans who ride motorcycles, and their main goal, he says, is veterans helping veterans.
There is some financial things every once in a while that we may help someone with, but a lot of time, it's time. PTSD is a big issue. 22 veterans a day committing suicide is a big issue. So it could just be a couple of veterans from our organization showing up and talking to another person, just being there, whether, you know, if that phone call comes in from a family member in the middle of the night, it wouldn't be unheard of for one of our members to be on the phone with them for a couple hours, or to jump in their car and go, you know, make sure that they don't add to that 22 a day.
Those veterans, he said, are more willing to open up to fellow service members about their experiences than they are to their family members. Anyone wishing to contribute new items for veterans' gift packages can drop them off in specially marked boxes that are located in Cass County at the Atlantic Hy-Vee, Olson's BP in Atlantic, the Tiger Mart in Griswold, and Casey's General Store in Anita. Those items will be collected between now and a few days after Thanksgiving while you're conducting your Black Friday shopping in the days after. They'll gather all the items afterward and begin to assemble the gift packages the first week of December, with delivery throughout Cass County soon thereafter. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Leola Porter, age 101, of Atlantic, died October 27th. Memorial services for Leola Porter will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Elizabeth Rubel, age 82, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Elizabeth Rubel will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Helen Fogelsong, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Memorial services for Helen Fogelsong will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Reba Vanderhart, age 84, of Atlantic, died October 27th. Funeral services for Reba Vanderhart will be today at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Arnold Arnie Nelson, age 83, who's formerly of the Audubon area, died October 31st in South Dakota. A memorial visitation for Arnie Nelson will be today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Meyer Brothers Colonial Chapel in Sioux City. Roxanne Martin, age 62, of Harlan, died Sunday. Memorial services for Roxanne Martin will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Winston Kingery, age 87, of Orient, died Wednesday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Winston Kingery will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Kendall Warren Sr., age 86, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A mass of Christian burial for Kendall Warren Sr. will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.